The University of California filed the lawsuit against the Trump administration today in federal courts in San Francisco. It includes University President Janet Napolitano as a plaintiff. She was Homeland Security Secretary under the Obama administration and helped implement its Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA.
We base our lawsuit on the fact that the decision was a violation of law, specifically the Administrative Procedures Act, and a violation of the U.S. Constitution, specifically the Due Process Clause.
Napolitano points out there are about 800,000 protected young people, also known as Dreamers, in the country registered under DACA. She says they've done everything they've been asked to do, including getting their education, starting businesses, and serving in the military. While there are those who argue they were brought to the United States illegally as children or came with families who overstayed visas, Napolitano argues DACA was, as she puts it, an exercise in prosecutorial discretion.
We don't deport everyone who is here illegally. We don't have the resources to do that. And to defer deportation on these individuals who bear no culpability, they were brought here usually by other family members and have grown up in the United States, to bring the full weight of the immigration enforcement machinery down on them is inconsistent with good immigration policy. It is, in this instance, inconsistent with the law, and it's inconsistent with our values as a nation.
Napolitano is visiting Grand Rapids as a participant in GVSU's Hauenstein Center for Presidential Studies Women in Leadership First Conference of U.S. Women Governors. Patrick Center, WGVU News.